Recording in progress.
Husni, are you the one that was responsible for getting the pizza company open by tonight?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I got the war, like, before the meeting right away. Please, thank you, sir.
Why are they closed?
Go ahead.
Did you know?
Flooded.
Oh.
Yeah, one of the rainstorms apparently came right in the back door and just flooded everything.
Wow.
So busy when I went to pick up.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, problems. Huh. You would hang out and pizza.
They're one of the only people that are open, well, every day, really.
Yeah.
So.
I was very sharp. Like, I see that closed Wednesday. We have the guy from Arco, and he took us to La Casita.
Oh, I did hear Pito.
He said, it's everyone one for Hosni.
I said, Hosni was happy because Hosni doesn't like it.
I said, yeah, eat burger. It's okay. Hosni was sad. Because we're like a casita.
You look like a casita. The battle's on, you guys flip before you go.
I
think that's all John knows.
He says he'll eat fajitas. I said, just have fajitas.
But then he picks and he doesn't like something. I'm like, just tell him, Bill. They'll accommodate you, Hosni.
I didn't want to miss out John and Bill because they love Mexican.
You're funny.
All right, 6 o'clock, call the meeting to order. This is the regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Idlewild Water District. Our mission is to provide reliable water and sewer service in a safe, cost-effective, environmentally sound manner in accordance with community needs. Roll call.
Director Harshup.
Here.
Director Davis.
Here.
Vice President Prefer.
Here.
President Shelley.
Here. I did get a message earlier this week from Director Olson. He said he would not be able to make this meeting. I don't know if that is still true or not, but he's not here, so I imagine that it's true. He won't make it. Public comments. None? Okay, we'll go on then. Consent calendar. Any comments on the consent calendar? Director Harshaw?
No.
Director Davis?
None.
Director Prefer?
I have a question about... it's more just about the meters. Are you still having kind of same issues with the meters?
Same issues, yeah. We're still waiting for the radio lids. We did get confirmation the other day that we're hoping in the next couple of weeks they'll be in. So there was some issues with the vendor, that's the supplier. He's getting that corrected and getting that... shipped to us quickly.
And are they just failing? The meters are failing?
They're not failing. It's just misreads. It's just not collecting the data. And it's...
So then they're having to manually read them then?
They have to go back and do manual reads.
So I'm going to say you're lucky that yours are at least reading because
yeah.
I have problems and they're blank. That's, we're dealing with it every...
Yeah, it's more of a communication issue than... any failures. We're not replacing meters or anything like that.
Yeah. And there's 9 meters. Because you use meters.
Metron 40.
90 meters old from 1700.
Yeah. I was just curious. Because we ended up, we have one that's a remote read where we put like the lid, kind of similar to what you're saying, but
uh-huh.
I can dial into it from the office. But I'll be honest, there's sometimes I go on there and it can be 2 weeks before it's right. So
really,
yeah. But I think your guys are in a better area. I mean, I'd hope that you have some better chances.
Yeah, we're hoping that you know it changes the numbers, but we'll see.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
That's the only question.
Yeah, that's fine. I see that our gross checks there add up to $328,000. I'm hoping within the next couple months that number is going to get a little bit lower because we've made some large expenses over the last few months. We finished with those. I'm sure the manager is going to report to us some of the things that we've finished. and we won't have such large expenses going forward. So that's good that we've gotten those things done. We're getting some things completed that we've been working on for a while, and we're very happy about that. But it'll be nice to see that number just a little bit lower, not significantly, but lower, because our expenses are going to go down within the next few months. And that was my only comment. With that, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor, aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Passes 4-0. Go to the general manager's report.
Okay, so as mentioned, one of the projects that we did complete is the Strawberry Creek diversion. We have the last thing that had to get done was the repaving of the overlay of Fern Valley Road. That was completed on the 8th. I do have photos. This is them grinding down Fern Valley Road and then replacing it and doing a complete overlay, which was a very nice job that they did do. I'm sure some of you have been over that new portion in the last week, but this was them doing the overlay. They were done in half a day, so it wasn't drug out. They restriped it. The last payment we received today for Elko, so we'll be making that payment next week, and that'll complete that job. This is off the books. Same with the shop roof. We completed the shop roof up at Foster Lake. That is complete, and I believe we've made the last payment on that already.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is another project that's completed. This is another project that we completed. This is the new portion, the new fence for the spillway back behind Foster Lake. It was quite, it was a long section of fence that had to get replaced, plus double gates installed at the spillway that can be opened when there's excessive flooding. There are photos of some flooding from the recent storms. We had our dam inspection. That inspection went very well. There was no issues that were detected during the inspection, so there was no deficiencies found. So we passed that with flying colors. The sanitary survey was performed at the district. That was a two-day inspection that went very well. He was very satisfied with the district and the state of our equipment and distribution system, reservoirs, etc. So on Monday the 6th, we got a call from Caltrans stating that there was a leak. They're working on the highway just past Jameson going towards Pine Cove. Staff showed up. This is what they found. A huge leak. We have two main lines exposed on the highway there, and they punctured the clean water pipeline. It was a fluke thing. They were changing buckets. The operator was changing to a small bucket, which was on the side of the road. He hit it, and it went teeth down and punctured the main line, 10-inch. So crew had to get up there. We got a clamp on there, got it all clamped off. They had to, you know, obviously shut down a portion of the pipeline to get that repair done, but they got it done relatively quick, so we moved pretty fast on that. 40 minutes later, we got a call from the same guys. They hit a service line. It was marked, but they grazed it and it popped one of the fittings, so we had to go back and repair that, and that was repaired fairly quick as well. So those were some not expected things to have to repair. So you're all aware of all the flooding we've had. This is one of the storms that came in. This is recordings of the flash flood that came down behind Foster Lake, running over the spillway into the lake. So this is a chance for you to see how that's operating, which is doing its job very well. These guys were there just to make sure there was no large debris and whatnot going through there. So this is saving our road back there, and it's not washing out. We have a little erosion on that side, but we have plans to get that repaired.
That's Foster Lake Falls, right?
Yeah, Foster Lake Falls, yep. Yeah, a lot of water going in there.
That's a good idea. Mug.
We've been working with the Special Districts Leadership Foundation, a transparency certificate of excellence has been submitted on behalf of us. Tyler got all that information completed and sent into them. So we're awaiting the response back from them on where we stand. Our HMI study, I'm pretty sure everyone saw the survey or was able to fill that out. Chip, I just got confirmation from Audra tonight that they did receive 65. Okay, they're doing a second round. She said those will be out by Monday, so we'll hope for the best and get some more in. But she said, relatively speaking, that's a pretty good number for the amount that we do have. So
Okay. That's
where we stand with that. So we had a GIS class on Tuesday, for the GIS system that we're implementing into the district. The basic components of our plan is completed. They gave us a class on implementing the class or the information, and they did the basic infrastructure in the mapping. Now we are going to be able to input our own information and build on this system. So it is completed. We were able to get all our logins. This is part of the equipment that we did purchase so that we can put in valves, meters, whatever we need to input within centimeters of where that radio is positioned. So again, we'll be able to put in addresses, meters, valves. Hydrants are already in, valves are in. We can update the system if we're fixing leaks, main lines, repairing, etc. So there's a lot to this system, a lot we're gonna learn, and of course we'll be corresponding with IMGIS for any issues and guidance that they can provide us. So they'll be walking us through this system, but it's basically in hand now. So we're excited about that.
Bill, I have a question.
Sure.
Can you input JPEGs with each valve site and such there for?
We can add information. So whoever's on site will have an iPad, and they'll be able to. Tyler will be able to implement work orders, send them directly to the staff, and then whatever the work order may be, they can input the problem they found, what they fixed or replaced. They can input photos and all of that. So, and then it keeps a log for whatever that is, whether it's a hydrant replacement, valve replacement, a meter problem, a meter replacement. It all keeps the history. So it's one and done. So once we build on this, it's really going to save a lot of time and confusion. But the main thing is it's going to help the future operators that come into Idyllwild Water District. So we're happy to get this implemented for the district.
Yeah, that's why I was asking about JPEGs, because the system I used, we had pictures of everything.
Yeah.
So you could walk up to it, you could see where it looked like from left, right, back, front.
Yeah, it's very important. So that's that has that capability.
Okay.
So database will take between 6 to 1 year to build all the database to complete the hydro block.
It'll never be complete.
yeah, as you say, we are. Yeah. Like, it's amazing. But to be control and handle all the distance.
This is, I know it's probably hard to see, but this is a layout of our system with water mains, sewer mains, and our hydrants and valves. So but all that can be zoomed in on, pinpointed onto an exact hydrant. They have them numbered, compatible to our valve books. So all that information is already there. So again, we'll be building on this. This was the class we got, and everybody was, this was via Zoom. So. Anyways, it was a great class. We had staff, Tyla, Brian, we're all up at the archives building. We had, I don't know, years and years dating back to the 60s and of files and just all kinds of stuff. We took over 200 boxes out of there, and it's being sent out to, it's already there being shredded. So we're cleaning house and trying to get reorganized with updated files. And then this is another video of the other storm. This is the backside. That's the Weir on the backside of Foster Lake, which is overflowed right now. And then that's the backside. Yeah, and then it kind of curves around to the left and going over the spillway. So it's a lot of water. And then Tyla and staff is working on a Imagine a Day Without Water. And this is a campaign that's going on throughout CRWA, which is the California Rural Water Association. We're trying to be proactive with the community. So we're putting out this flyer, or we already put it out. It's on our website. It's going to be in the paper next week. We've sent out emails to all our customers. And so we're just trying to be proactive with the community and just, you know, try to draw questions and people into, you know, being more aware of, you know, where the water comes from and how important it is. So you'll be seeing that if you're... we also did flyers. I believe we have one at Fairway Market as well. So thank you, Tyler. And that's all I have.
All right. Director Harsha, any questions?
No questions.
Director Davis?
Nope.
VP Prefer?
No. Thank you.
I just had one question on that pipe that they knocked the scooper, what's that called?
The bucket.
The bucket over, and the teeth hit that pipe. Do we have any idea how old that pipe was? I mean, was it just because the weight of the bucket is so heavy and it hit it just at the right angle, or is that an aged pipe?
It's an older pipe, but... The issue was the bucket, and they have sharp teeth on each on the end of the bucket, and it was literally pierced right on the top side of the pipe, which would technically not be as, if it's an old pipe, the top side of that pipe should be, the structure of it should be at maximum thickness, because you don't always have necessarily a full pipe
right
when water's flowing through it. But anyways, it was the just the force of him kicking it over and it falling probably 5 feet and hitting the pipe. So, and the tooth hit it perfectly, and it's one of those things.
All right. Any public comment? Excellent. All right, we'll go on to our discussion items. Item number 3, Employee Appreciation Dinner. The Board of Directors expects interest in hosting an Employee Appreciation Dinner with all the district staff invited. The purpose of the event is to recognize the hard work and dedication of employees and to strengthen team relationships. I decided to have this put on the agenda. I think it's a great idea for us to do this. I would like to see us try and pay for all of it, or most of it at least, with the monies that we're saving from our stipend that's going into a fund. But I think it's a great thing that our employees are working together so well. We have had no attrition from our employees for quite a while now, which is a big change. We have employees getting certificates. We have employees just really stepping up for a lot of things and getting trained in a lot of areas at our district. And I just think that they should be recognized at least once a year. And I think that we'd like to be there to see them recognized and to have their spouse there also, or a guest, and have a nice dinner and just recognize that all the hard work that they do. I think that would be good for us as a board to support that. Director Harsha, any comments?
I absolutely agree.
Okay. Director Davis?
Congratulations to Luis on his certification.
Yeah, and I would like to reiterate that. Luis did get, he took the T2 exam, his water treatment operator 2, passed it. So congrats to him, and I would like to, try to get him a gift card.
Yeah. We can pay for a certificate out of the fund that we've established, out of our dues or stipend. We have enough in there to get a card for him, absolutely.
Okay.
Normally, we've been getting them to Farrow's or another local restaurant, but we're going to start going to La Casita, even though we did not get a discount or anything. We will start going to La Casita for some of those, too. Because it's another nice place.
Should we give them an option, or are we just saying this is what you get?
No, because pretty soon they're going to say Costco and Home Depot.
Local. You said local.
Yeah,
so that's why I'm
like,
local.
We're going to do local, and right now we've identified 2 restaurants that we like to, and we might do others. We'll see.
Yes.
But has he already gotten 1 certificate before?
Yeah, he recently, I don't know, 6 months ago, got his D2.
Right.
Distribution operator.
Okay. So if he's already gotten a Faro certificate, we're willing to give him a La Casita gift certificate.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Sure, he'll do it.
Excellent. All right. Any other comments about the appreciation dinner or questions?
No, I'm in full agreement with it, and look forward to showing appreciation to our staff that are doing excellent, and they work very hard for us, and totally appreciate it.
Excellent. You mentioned the sanitary survey, and we talked about this a little earlier today when I met with you, but I'm of the opinion that that sanitary survey went well because of all the maintenance that's been done, all the upkeep that's been done, all the reports and other things that have been updated. And that we've been, the district has been really on top of all the requirements that we have to do, so nothing's late. And at the appreciation dinner, I think even the office staff should be there.
Can we change the time?
We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we can have it at a convenient time. It's not set in stone now.
Yeah, 5 o'clock, because it will be late by 6 p.m. You need to take our commute from right now.
Yeah, we can do it at 4 o'clock if you like. You know, kind of like senior citizens do. So we'll give an update on that at a later date. Right now it's just in the planning formative stages, but I think everybody is in support of that, so that's good. Any public comment? Excellent. We'll move on to number four, website transparency. The district has successfully earned the Special District Leadership Foundation Transparency Certificate of Excellence. That sounds like past tense, like it's already been done.
Yeah.
The recognition highlights the district's commitment to openness and accountability for ensuring the public has easy online access to essential information. Now, my understanding was we applied for it. This says that we've earned it. Well, that on number four that I'm reading right here, it says on the agenda.
Whoops. No, we have not earned it yet.
Okay.
Submitted.
Correct.
Submitted. I understand that Tyler did most of that, so yep. I'd like to ask her a couple questions if that's all right.
Sure.
Mrs. Wheeler, about how many pages was this?
How many reams of papers? It was probably at least 300 papers.
I'd say 300.
300 pages. Wonderful. 300 pages of just documents and information and checking the boxes and filling it out and submitting forms. And did we have to ask anyone else in the area for kind of a referral type thing?
We did. We had to get two neighboring agencies to review it. So we asked Fern Valley Water District General Manager,
mm-hmm.
and we asked Board President Rhonda Anderson from the Idaho Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
We had a President and a General Manager review it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, that's wonderful. And I imagine that they were happy to do so?
Yes, they were.
Wonderful. That's great. And so we should expect an answer within 3 months?
So I got an email back from them, and I had to fill out a little survey, and it said anywhere from 4 to 5 weeks.
Okay, 4 to 5 weeks. So possibly the next meeting, if not the meeting after that, we might have response.
Yeah.
Wonderful. We're really happy that that was done. This is something that we've been working on, trying to work on for several years, actually. We've looked into it. But I'd like to commend all the directors because the directors have had to do some training and we could never get all the directors on the same timeline before. So getting all the directors on the same timeline has been very good that we've gotten that done this time. So I appreciate the directors and getting their paperwork in and getting all that done. So that helps out quite a bit. Thank you, directors. Any other comments from General Manager? Okay. Any public comment? You should say, wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic.
Thank you.
4 to 5 weeks?
Yeah, 4 to 5 weeks.
Tyler, did you do all the work on
it? I did majority of it.
Yes. Excellent job.
That's great.
Yes.
Thank you.
And also
work hard
on it.
It's a long, ongoing thing.
Yes. We did his training at it. And she did his.
You guys did your training too. Good. I'm glad we weren't waiting for you guys.
Steve Olson has lapsed on me for like a day, and I emailed him, and he had it done in like 3 days. I was ecstatic.
Wonderful.
It's really nice.
And he's not here today because he's worn out from doing that?
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comment on that, Director Davis?
No, just a question about the timeline on our electronic sign.
Oh, that's a different thing. We'll give you
okay.
that in just a second.
Okay.
Just on this transparency thing, anything
nothing,
on that?
Nothing more.
No. Okay. Then we'll go to director's comments now. Director Davis.
Sorry. Any update on our electronic sign?
We have one already set up in mind that we want to purchase, and it's just been a matter of timing, trying to get through some of these projects, but that will. I can see us working on that within the next month.
Excellent. Thank you.
Wow, that's great. Vice President Prefer?
I just want to say thank you. I mean, to all of you guys, it's the team, I mean, the leadership, and I think you guys are all doing a great job, so thank you.
Thank you.
Well, seeing all you're done, you're accomplishing a lot, so
yep.
It's a lot to get done from month to month, so
yep.
Thank you guys.
A lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
And a lot of money.
Well,
of course.
To get things done, it does cost money.
Speaking of monies, and so being that we just completed a couple of these projects, I know it's been on the agenda or CIP that we complete that pipeline, the the rest of the raw water pipeline from Jameson up to the lake. We are putting a hold on that so we can get caught up on some of the finances, and so that will be put on hold, and we will be slowing down some of this. These big projects are done.
Director Harsha, any other comments?
No.
On the sign, we're going to have, I'm just checking to make sure that these are things that we're going to have. We're going to have time, temperature, are we going to have rainfall, and then...
It's completely programmable, but yeah, it'll have that basic data on there mm-hmm. all the time. It'll scroll or...
Cycle through,
mm-hmm. but yeah, all that data plus whatever we want to add to it. So
right, so we can say you know, employee of the year is Bob,
yeah.
and Bob's fantastic.
Absolutely. Have a call?
Merry Christmas.
On that or no?
I want to say roughly right around $2,500.
I see.
And then there'll be the expense to install it, wiring, etc.
Okay. All right. There's no other comments? Any other comments? No. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second that.
Well, you'll give me first then.
Okay, I'll first then.
Okay. And there's a second by Harsha. Very good. All those in favor, aye. Opposed? Abstention? Passes. We're adjourned until our next meeting, which is in November the 19th, looks like.
Yeah,
November 19th.
Mid-October.
Yeah.
Make the money go into that fund. Am I supposed to speak to you?
Just tell Hosby.
Oh, can you make the money go into the fund, whatever the fund? I didn't know about that.